2023 and what the Lord would have, you know, I was asking him for a word. And of course, you don't always hear. So I prayed and I listened and I waited and I prayed and I listened and I waited. And finally, I only got three words, but they're powerful. It's, are you willing? So, are we willing to go forth with the word of God this year? Are we willing to be all that God has called us to be? So, do we stop and listen? Do we take time to be still before God? 1 Kings 19:11 and 12, you know, tells us how the Lord speaks. You know, we're so used to noise. We're so used to, you know, finding what we can find on Facebook or whatever. But the Lord said, and he's talking to Elijah, and Elijah was upset. He told him to go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Isn't that awesome? You know, when I first was doing this, I didn't think about the words, for the Lord is about to pass by. And today, we invited him to come here through the Holy Spirit. So to me, that really stood out as I was rereading my text. And so it goes on to say, then a great and powerful wind tore the mountain apart, and it shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake came a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. Then after the fire came a gentle whisper. So I just got to put something I thought of. I don't know if you guys are old enough, well, some of you are, when we have the CB radio in the vehicle, and I think truck drivers probably still do, I don't know. Have you got your ears on? Breaker, breaker, if you got your ears on. So we need to get our ears in focus with the word, right? So as you continue to wait before the Lord, you know, the sounds about us fade away. And we are aware of being quiet in his holy presence. It's not in the wind, nor the earthquake, nor the fire that God spoke to Elijah. But it was in a still, small voice, a gentle whisper. Let's pray. Father, as we begin a new year, help us to focus on you. We have many important decisions to make. Let us be like David as he prayed. I ask only one thing, Lord, that you let me live in the house of the Lord every day of my life. In times of trouble, you will protect me. You will hide me in your tent and keep me safe on a mighty rock. Lord, we will trust in you. So speak to us this day through your encouraging word. In Jesus' name, amen. So our focus today is Psalms 46:10, which tells us to be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the eight nations. I will be exalted in the earth. You know, with all the things that we've gone through in the past few years, in our personal lives and even in our government and in our country, and wondering if people have literally just walked away from God, we have to know that He will be exalted among the nations, and He will be exalted in the earth. So as we are now crossing a threshold of a new year, we can take time to focus on what our priorities will be in 2023. We can ask questions. How are we going to use this year? Are we going to focus on our own interests or for the glory of God? What is our top priority? What are we going to do that is of the utmost importance in the light of eternity? Will we be able to become perfectly still in the presence of God? In this busy world, that's really hard, isn't it? Because, you know, the world says, be active, be busy, be industrious. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like I fail in all of those. What are we to be industrious in? But God says, be still, be quiet, don't rush. This means that we need a quietness of heart and spirit in which we are aware of His presence. You know, in the center of our soul is a place where God dwells. It is a place where we can quiet our hearts and we can wait for His holy presence. It is in the stillness of our soul that God speaks to us. Let me share a story with you. There was an explorer, and he went on a trek into the jungle. And he took nationals as guides. And the first 2 days, the group hurried really fast and covered many miles. On the third day, the explorer planned to leave at daybreak. So when it was time to leave, he went to get his guides, and he found out they were not ready. You know, people who are, you know, like, let's go, let's go, let's go, and somebody's not ready, then you're upset, right? So we asked him what was wrong. He said, well, we need to wait. And he said, wait? What are we waiting for? And they replied, we've been going too fast. Now we must take time for our souls to catch up with our bodies. Have we been hurrying so fast that we too need to wait for our souls to catch up with your bodies? We must be still before Him so that we can get to know Him in a more personal and real way. We all have busy lives. You know, we can't just sit. That isn't what God means by being still. He wants to be a part of our life in the good times and in the hard times. So let Him direct your path. Read His word. And it's surprising how the Holy Spirit shines His light on just the right passage, just at the right time. And this is scriptural, as in Psalm 119, 105 confirms. You know, years ago, back in biblical days, all they had was lanterns and little lights. And sometimes they had to put them on their shoes or their sandals. And all they could see was this little bit of light in front of them. So the scripture says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. He doesn't give you every detail that you feel like you want, but He'll give you the need that you have for the moment as you walk on His path. So he encourages us, and he says in Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. He holds the reins. He is our refuge. He is our hope. So beginning at the first verse of Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2, it says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the sea. God is our refuge and strength. Although we all experience spiritual barrenness at times, this is not the norm. For God desires to be near his people with help and comfort. We must have trust and confidence in God during a time of instability and insecurity. All of us have felt that. You know, even when you look at the past few years and just the things that are going on in the world, and we just feel like, where is some stability? Where? But God is there in the midst of our instability and in the midst of our insecurity. He gives us the power and the ability to face those uncertainties and adversities of life. Refuge pictures a shelter from danger. And it indicates that God is our true security in the storms of life. Strength refers to his might when battling our enemies. It includes his energy that works powerfully in us, enabling us to overcome the obstacles we face in this life. So the end result is that he is an ever-present help in trouble. God is available to his people, and he wants us to call on him for help in any time of need. And Hebrews 4:16 is an encouragement. It says, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Because, you know, Jesus sympathizes with our weaknesses. He walked this earth. He knows what life can throw at you. He was hurt and rejected in every way. But because of him, we can come boldly to the throne of grace, knowing that our prayers and petitions are welcomed and desired by our Heavenly Father. It's called the throne of grace because from it flows God's love, his mercy, his help, his forgiveness, his wisdom and spiritual power, and all the spiritual gifts and the fruit of the Spirit. He is our way maker, and he always has the best plan for us. So when we find ourselves in any situation, we must give ourselves fully to him at the cross of Christ. Only there can we receive the blessings of salvation, which brings us wonderful things. Jesus is now our high priest. He is our mediator. He opens up the way for us to come to the Father with confidence in all our areas of need enabling us to overcome any obstacle. Sometimes we wonder about that when we're going through the fire, and it's hard. Everything isn't easy just because we know Jesus, is it? But he does go through with us, and he makes a way possible. So the end result is that he is our ever-present help in trouble. God is always available. He is always sufficient for any situation and never leaves our side, even though we sometimes feel like he has. We got to remember he's always there. It's not based on feeling. It's based on faith. So we don't need to fear. So we spend time in his presence. Be still. Wait for him. Know he is God. And in verse 4 in Psalms 46, tells us about a river. And the river's mentioned in so many places. I wanted to go into Ezekiel. I wanted to go everywhere because the river is important. And in the verse says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of our God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. So God's river is a continual flow of his grace, glory, and power in the midst of his faithful people. You know, and this river is similar to the one that Jesus talked about when he went to the Feast of Tabernacles. And in the book of John, he said, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. The living water is the Holy Spirit and the blessing of life he has come to bring. It is a pure, life-giving river that flows from God the Father. The water given by Jesus means spiritual life. To partake of this living water, we must drink. So drinking the water of life requires regular communion with the source of the living water, Jesus himself. So when the gift of the Spirit is given to believers, they will experience an overflowing life. The living water will flow out from deep within believers to others with the healing message of Jesus Christ. The Spirit refers to the work of the Holy Spirit, both regeneration and the baptism of the Spirit with power. As Jesus said right before he went up into heaven in Acts, verse 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And we will be his witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the world. So we can say, we can be witnesses in our hometown. We can be witnesses in our neighborhood, in our state, in our country, and even throughout the world as we give to missions. Regeneration sounds like a big word, and it just means the recreating of spiritual life in the human heart by God, the Holy Spirit. So through this process, eternal life from God himself is imparted to the believer's heart and then becomes a child of God. Greatest miracle in the world is to receive Jesus and become a new creature in Christ. We are born again. I can't help but think of Galatians 2:20 whenever I think about being born again. And it says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. So even when we're baptized, we go under the water, right? And we come up new. We died and we rose. So Jesus lives in us. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So we must confess our sins. We must turn to God and put our faith in Jesus who paid for our sins on the cross. It is only through Jesus that we can be saved. He is the only door. He is the narrow path. There's no other. Those who are truly born again desire to live their lives in righteousness and love others and avoid a life of sin. But there's another side to the coin. The opposite is also true. Those who continue to live in immorality and giving themselves to the world's lifestyle, no matter what they profess with their lips, demonstrates they've not changed. And they're still following the enemy of our souls. But God says there is a peaceful river of God's supply. In his sanctuary, we can be that sanctuary. We are that sanctuary. But we also come together in the sanctuary of God. And we need to know and understand that God wants to be involved in everything. In our regular times of silent waiting, and we must experience quietude or solitude. So let me give you a closing story of a little girl. One day there was a little girl and she stepped into her father's study, and without a word, she sat on the floor and watched him work. And after a while, he said, "Honey, is there something you want?" "No," she said. "I'm just sitting here loving you." Soon, she left as quietly as she had come in. She had not asked him for anything. She just wanted to be near him, to love him. So the thought came to him, how often do I spend time in God's presence, just loving him and become acquainted with him? Or do I only come to him when I have a request to ask of him? God wants us to spend time with him. Thus, the word, are you willing? Are you willing? The river flows from the throne of God, and it constantly refreshes us. The best part is that it brings God into the midst of the people. So to be still actually means to let go. So we have to quit holding on to things that keep us from exalting God and give him the proper place in our lives. After all, he is our father. He is our daddy. So we are on an adventure. 2023 has just begun. We can rejoice because as we wait before him, he will show us great and wonderful things that we have just scratched the surface of. The Lord is asking us to go deeper in him, to let the light of Jesus Christ shine through us and wait expectantly, knowing that he hears us and he loves us so much. Though the earth be moved, God is not moved. Though the mountains shake, God is never shaken. Though all may fall, God stands. So today, it's time to pray as a family. It's time to wait on the Lord. And it's time to ask this question. Is there room in your heart for God to tell his story? I invite you to take time to pray, either at your seats or you are welcome to come up for prayer. You know, if you feel like you need to kneel before the Lord, he loves that. Or even if you want to lay on the floor, he even loves that. But he sees us right where we are, even in our seat. So he dwells in the midst of his people. Amen. Gregory, did you find that song? Okay, go for it.